Chapter 4. 5 Key Tips for Making Organizing Easy. I've now introduced you to the PARA method and led you through the 3 steps of implementation. Over the years, as I've used this system to tackle all kinds of endeavors, I've discovered a few simple tips that make PARA even more effective and user-friendly. Each one requires only a one-time setup and a minute or two to implement. Tip number 1. Create an inbox. In the midst of a hectic week, you won't usually have time to perfectly capture, title, and file away new items as they arrive, which means you need a separate time and place to process new items. I recommend creating an additional 5th folder alongside the 4 we've already covered on each major platform you use, such as your Documents folder, Cloud Storage Drive, and Note-Taking app, with the title Inbox. The inbox is a temporary holding area where new items accumulate until you have time to put them in their proper place. In the next chapter, I'll explain how to do that. In many digital note-taking apps, an inbox, sometimes called a daily notes page, comes as a built-in feature. In others, you'll need to create it yourself. Tip number 2, number the folders. I suggest adding the numbers 0 through 4 at the beginning of the titles for each of the 5 folders you now have. Using 0 for the inbox reminds you that its contents have not yet been processed. This keeps them in the right order from most to least actionable when they are sorted alphabetically. Most of the time, you'll only look in folder number 1, projects. From time to time, you'll open up folder number 2, areas, when you want to think longer term. Folders number 3 and number 4, resources and archives, can remain safely out of sight until you need them. Tip number 3. Use a naming convention. It's helpful if you can see a folder on any platform, on any device, and instantly know which of the 4 main PARA categories it is in. I like to use an informal naming convention to make this possible, such as emojis at the beginning of titles for project folders, capitalized titles for area folders, and uncapitalized titles for resource folders. For example, the following 3 folders start with emojis because they're projects. Diamond emoji, create sponsorship package. Tree emoji, write article on new environmental standards. Mexican flag emoji, plan Mexico City vacation. These 3 are capitalized because they're areas. Professional development, financial management, travel. And these are uncapitalized because they're resources. Piano songs, slide presentations, video assets. These naming conventions also have the benefit of working across any platform, since they require only the most basic text characters. Tip number 4. Activate offline mode. PARA works flawlessly in offline mode for one simple reason. It puts all the material you'll most likely need access to on the go in one place, your projects folder. Rather than having to hunt down all the documents related to a given project in a dozen different places, they are already in one place. The projects folder also happens to be the smallest in terms of required disk space. Only about 1% of all my digital notes, for example, live under projects, which makes it easy to download them to your local device when you know you won't have internet access but still need access to your information. Take a minute to activate offline mode for just the projects folder and its subfolders on each device you use while traveling, in transit, or when you just want to shut off the Wi-Fi and focus. Depending on which software you're using and your available disk space, this might include turning on a setting called Available Offline for the folders you want to download, turning on Local Sync for all your files, or another feature. Tip number 5, make backups. Since you're investing significant time and effort organizing your digital world, that world is going to be a lot more valuable. To ensure that effort doesn't go to waste, I recommend creating a reliable backup system for each of the main platforms you use, since each one will contain different information. If you're using a cloud-based platform of any kind, this step is already taken care of, since all your data is stored in the cloud. For the files on your computer, you can use a cloud backup service, which will initiate backups automatically when you're online, or set a reminder to regularly backup to an external hard drive. Customizing your PARA system. You probably already have a shining image in your mind of what life will be like once you're living the PARA lifestyle, and I sincerely hope it all comes true. But if you falter at any point along the way, come back to this spot in the audiobook. I know that life often gets hectic, so Para is designed to fail gracefully in a couple of different ways. First, it doesn't matter where you put a given file or note. If you find that the filing of items is too mentally taxing or time-consuming, don't worry too much about it. You'll likely be retrieving information using the search function most of the time, which means placing items into specific subfolders is a nice-to-have, not a must-have. You'll learn in Chapter 9 that you will have many opportunities in the future to flow items between categories, so the decision of where to put something in the first place is very forgiving. There are backup plans and safety nets at every stage. Second, it doesn't matter that you have exactly 4 para categories. Believe it or not, even the 4 main folders described by the letters of para are optional. I've seen people who prefer more and add an extra letter for an additional category of information, such as S for systems or V for values. I've also seen people make do with only 2, such as a hot folder for anything currently actionable and a cold folder for everything that's not. The important principle is to separate out whatever is most actionable and timely and give it the majority of your attention, and there are countless ways to do so. Don't feel the need to follow my prescriptions exactly. I give you permission to customize.